the little thing. I'm a parent that absolutely needs to not to play. Now, this is the inner face that used to be inside of the rock. On that inner face, you see several landmarks. The first one is simply called the platform, that is, the area on the rock that was struck. The most little ball sticking out here on the platform itself, which is the point percussion. Generally, it's very difficult to form almost a semicircle on the striking platform itself. The striking platform, for the most part, is nice and flat, not all of it. And this forms more or less a projection, a slight projection, towards the back edge of the pole. Now, on this slight projection is depending on the amount of force you use, depending on the impact of the raw material that's actually working, small pole, almost half the shape, or half cone, which can go far very often. This is called the bulbar. Percussion. And this form only can be expected to take that back. If you find a million, find 100,000 plates for man in maybe 10 of them, you can find a bulbar percussion with strike platform. If you go to a place where you can be living at the right wing site, show that at the hand that site, everyone is cut off. This is also, you will notice in many, especially the oldest, small ripple lines, little undulations. This also sometimes find little striation or signs that go along the physical expression of the body. This also is primarily on it. Now, of course, what happens if you walk along on that body then? You only need to rely on the ripple marks and the good shadow on the suit. Not the 100% you find the top half. But the more of these things you have on a plate, the more certain you become that you are looking at the good thing. Now, through time, the methods of producing tools changed very slowly, but very distinctly. This is the kind of material you would find in pottery. This prominent bulb, very prominent point of contact, usually a kind of technique we call hard hammer technique. It simply means that the core, the original rock, was struck with another rock. It is a hard hammer. In fact, the stone is used to strike it. That's what we this method of removing plates from other stones lasted for a very, very long time. It was the only technique that was used. It began at about 2.5 million years ago. Now, of course, you can't just gel all the custom. So, the stone, the hammer itself would absorb some of the shock. Mostly soft hammer. Bone and earth. Or in part, tools and time. Now, one of the principal ways we can tell that hard anchor versus soft anchor that you use is by looking at the profile that the plate they have. The hard anchor, remember, is very common in all professions. With soft anchor, the bulb is there, very diffuse. This is because sometimes both are big related beyond the shot before we see some reason. For some reason, this is much larger than the forward with heavy shot. Here it becomes reduced because the bone hammer itself, the empty hammer, absorbs enough of the shot to reduce this, but still enough force. It's very important in a couple of various reasons. Here I have, for example, now, we were talking about this half a years ago about the only stuff we were able to do. Either flakes, very sharp flakes that were struck off the stone, sharp edge knife. Very little was done to modify the edge to change the shape. Or they could use the stone as a pen because it had a very, very sharp edge. So, turn this thing over and look at it head on, like this. Because you were producing flakes, it's very large bulk percussion, you would get very large negative, called a negative bulk, where that was so if you do one, you do two, you do three, you have a very jagged, seamless head on the stone that may be one portion of the hand, so cutting lines. With soft hand, edge will have a very slight sinuosity, will be much, much greater, provides a much more effective, efficient time pushing, easy pushing. So the introduction of soft hammer probably greatly increased the productivity of the human ancestors on the ground. Cut meat, cut pie, chop wood much quicker, probably just like the sweet gas. And here we can see that in a later period, we compare the stone tools from about a half a million years ago, about the nose, a very jagged kind of plate. This is that nice almost amount of time. This thing is virtually a very large knife, whereas this thing is liable to be crushed if any bone was split. Very, this is hard to handle. By the way, yes, I also have several examples of what I was talking about. Here is a man-made plate. If you look front, you can see here is the point of the plate. So, common ball here. So, use a part. Here's the plain old natural plate. It has no striking platform. This is flat. It has no point of percussion. The bulb is way down here. There are no ripple marks on it. This is made by the sun. Outside, that inside, literally explodes. This is formed by natural plate. again, although you have a major step, a major point of progress, and qualified for 5 years, it's often virtually the only, not the only, the only point of progress for a very long time. In fact, until 35,000 years ago, all we had to do if and the heart of the are normal. Just because we invented soft thinking does not mean they gave up. But at 35,000 years ago, we now come to a different technique called crunching. That is, instead of directly striking the core, we produce a place or produce a tool with another stone or with a long hammer. Now, we use simply to hold a punch or anchor on the striking platform of the core. And then hit the punch with a strong word. The improvement here is when you're striking plates off a strong that is with a hard hammer and a soft hammer technique, you cannot predict the shape or the size of the plate. The harder you strike it, the bigger the plate. The plate could be like this, the plate could be like that. There's no way to predict what's going on. Primarily because it's very difficult to place the force exactly where you need. Not so with the punch. The punch, if you want to strike off a nice long blade, you put the punch exactly where you want to remove that blade, and you strike the punch instead. This, in fact, is brought to you by fully modern composition. Up to this point, you have a very primitive ancestry, followed by and still the primitive, and by 35,000 BC, the concept of modern policy, we have this more or less continuing along with how we distinguish punch technique, like the soft hand technique, because we're using a soft the blow, the shot, and the core. There's a very good use both. But for the most part, the major thing you're going to see is a much smaller platform. And again, if we turn these all out, we're looking at the back side of the gun. Hard hammer technique and with soft hammer technique, the very simple, very wide platform. Just look. Punch technique. The platform becomes almost a point. Just a very little bit of horizontal exposure. Prepare again, for example. Platform here is this wire. This platform here is almost going to be a point. This is comfortable by coming away. It's a hard camera. So, very easy to distinguish. Since these things are very easy and the father punch blade, we know it's not older than 35,000. Find a soft hammer blade, we know it's not older than that blade. Although if you find a hard hammer blade, it's not specific. It's younger than 25 men, but on the other hand, and it's older than 35,000, they're still using hard hammer, it's not a problem. Well, variation, skipped over one technique, which is very important. One variation on the soft hammer technique actually began also at about 1.5 years ago. Well, I'm not very confident that they have further, maybe 300,000 years ago. 0.3 million. There's a variation on the soft hammer. As I said before, you use hard hammer or soft hammer, is very difficult to determine the size of the place you want to be producing for very, very difficult to do it. Unless you come up with a method of reshaping that foot on the floor itself, instead of just picking up any old rock and knocking off plates until you find one that is over what you want to do. Change the floor itself first, and then strike off the plate, which you predict will be the shape you want, and even the size. This is called, after a French village, it was first noticed by our drawings, or a battle wall table. It uses both hard hammer and soft hammer to take hold of the mold shaped rock, and you start by removing chips, primarily directed toward the center of the piece, because you're not wrong. Chips this way. You pre-shape that rock first with a lot of these chips that are coming off. But maybe you're keeping your finger or something. So you change the rock now to roughly circular shape. And now, when you strike a hole off the surface of the rock, these cavities here will more or less define the shape of the rock. Strike it here now, you get a roughly oval shape of the rock. You know that's the size and shape of the plate that's coming off. The edges are extremely sharp. Sometimes it's going to be almost perpendicular. These edges are extremely sharp and excellent knives. This is the Levallois plate technique, but there are different kinds of plates, more terminology. Plates that have parallel edges are called blades. That also on the rock, start removing chips more or less in the same direction, changing the shape of the rock perhaps more or less rectangular shape. And now when you strike it again, almost no way not to produce a parallel edge blade. Again, extremely sharp. Very fine for slicing division. And finally, the third kind of plate. Again, you do a battle off that meeting. Pre-shaping that plate before you're doing it is the point. Okay. Here, direct several blows converge on each other. This, now when you strike that plate off, is almost impossible. That thing comes off does not have a nice pointed and very good sphere quality. It will be very much as good. Best examples here, especially at the Levallois points. Before the guy stuck that point off, he knew he was going to go up. He's not adopting his mind. This is a smaller version. He knew that he was going to. Now, these particular specimens are a little bit too dark and longer than the years. It's not thick enough. It's got to go into the bone or rib of the animal. Probably the skin of the heart on them. Ready to be able to jam. Normally, they are a little bit thicker at the end. So, this would have been a good effective. That's a begins at about 300,000 years ago, but it does not really become popular until about 80,000. By 80,000 years, we've gone up to our Neanderthal ancestors. Neanderthal ancestors, contrary to the popular impression, are not the brutish, stupid sluggards that fish try to convey. They're extremely well adapted. Very intelligent. Probably with a good sense of language. This is an art, and it already developed some form of religion and some. They are the immediate of say, finally we come to the last major time for the stone tool. And this does not develop until about 18,000 BC. It shows up first here, here in Jordan, it arrived at the bottom 8,000 BC. Maybe we can look at it later, 3,500. But in Europe at least, the highly modern Homo sapiens indicate that they're a pressure technique. So far, all of these other parts, the Babylon, Sark, and Hardhammer, are all the pressure. The pressure technique, as it implies, is pushing. One of the advantages of the pressure technique for shaping stone tools, since it does not incorporate shock, that is, shock is hitting the tool, don't have to worry about any part breaking the shape. This is especially important when the arrow heads come into use, which that's the shape you want. You don't want that long. Trying to change the shape of the plate of the blade that started out like this to this shape by hitting it with something very likely just to snap it too. On the other hand, by taking antler, even a stone, and just pushing from the edge towards the center. Very difficult to do. I was not able to develop. By doing that, you can end up with exactly the shape you want, and if you look at it a bit long now, it can be extremely developed. You can probably develop a shape like this using the cutting methods if you're armed, saw point at the time. But most likely you're going to end up with something that's so thick that you have to go around it. So the pressure plating technique here in Florida begins with the in Europe. Another method of textbook method called grinding polishing. That is, in order to change the shape of the way, although it becomes harder to embrace. And very often, the old Egyptian calculus is really drawn chisels, asses, axes, are held up as I'm very effective to change the shape intensively by grinding the shapes of these tools became very popular simply to give up the use. If you use an axe and on wood, wood has got enough little microscopic granules and a good point to wear it off. Not to one, but it's so easy. Simply to another. That is the problem we see. We can simply it's a very fine sheet, very fine polished, simply because it is being upgraded, sanded on every time it comes to a install. So I don't think grinding is the point that's intentional for the maintenance tool. For limestone tools, for basalt tools, yes, there's copperware and chips, that's handling, including water. I think grinding is not important for this. Always excellent. Now, if there are any questions on this part, one more thing. Actually, it's not so much a technique as it is a change of concept. Again, using older techniques on a much smaller scale.
In the Levallois technique, generally anything you find that is smaller than these plates will be
not very useful. It may have something to do with motor reflexes of Neanderthal. Anything smaller than this came out of them. Sufficient mass, sufficient strength to, say, pierce the hide of a buffalo and wild cows. For the most part, in the earlier periods of the history, the flights, the points, the blades are relatively wide, like this. Later on, one ends up with smaller blades, which, when you touch it, make even smaller and smaller implements. But this reduction in size, especially becomes pronounced at about, again, 17,000 BC. This is the microlith technique. That's the name. That's talking about very small tools. Instead of trying to change the shape of something very large into the shape you want, why not take very small pieces that are very rapidly changed in shape and use them as composites to make the tool? For example, we have a ship out of this. Literally, how long? This can be used very effectively as an arrowhead. Or if you have several ships, one is triangular, another is more or less rectangular. If you glue this shaft, wood, shaft of bone, the perfect part, very strong, either glued in with animal resin, animal glued, or with the resin, which is slot. None of these tools are larger than 5 or 2 inches long. This is something you can set in these terms, sloppy service, the marble thread, 5 centimeters. For the most part, you use microliths, in fact, you use about 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters long, 1/2 inch or less. Very popular near the end of the Ice Age here, and finally by about 10,000 BC. Sometimes half of the strong tool will be microliths. Now, my knowledge of the profound microliths in the wood quality through long shafts. This is all structural and quality from but tried in the experiments. So, this would be a very effective, efficient use of patterns. Now, what we want to do People are reading them, where are the locations? For example, look at the question myself. Why didn't I say that I could, some places don't have the quality of map view of the software to apply the shape of the maximum of the picture. So for the most part, far southeast of the Saudi Arabia, further from the Mediterranean, probably will not find very interesting options to volunteer. Same is true in parts of Central and South America, but much of this sequence also requires you to do. And will also reduce the time. But in Central America, there are large places where the volunteer simply becomes difficult. That is not true. There are no questions, but it's a practical way to say how easy it is to be the answer.
Okay. You mentioned the prayer cameras used after the introduction of the song. When they come a time, say, around the regular level, they go in that time for prayer cameras to dies out completely, or do you have a continuing knowledge even after the
introduction? It's used in the small of the conflict. In the epipen of the victory, or in this period here, it's character properties, but it does not mean that any other tools as well. So, in fact, they still make the chakra the same. The first tool that was ever made is the chakra that you have there. You're still using those chakras again. If you're not making hand actions, I was earlier on the show before, but they're still using those for the work.
No, I'm going to be available to be very strong room to my certain work. Why are you not allowed? There is a site testimony under the certain provision or the testimony where everything is possible. Not all of your content looking at it. On the other hand, not all the requirements of the law has to be achieved soft and the problem here is not use soft and try and do the and so the story is very difficult to use to become soft and so that does occur to also, the city, as I did, as I suggest, the city is probably one of the finding raw materials in volcanic glass. It is that a glass that is the sharpest available on any stone. But one problem is, you may want to drop it, one problem here is also it's very good. If you use a hard hammer on a city floor, more likely to shatter the entire thing than either the punch or the pressure. Another kind of pressure where the core of the city that you have a hollow ground and have a rod that you can make it in depth. You might be the first of the world. Very beautiful. But if you use that very relevant material, so you know, it's hard to get the shadow of the person. That's it. That's solved part of it. Being tortured, being very long, like the medical, like the
I think so. For example, the city wants to become available all over volcanic areas for the pond today. On the other hand, that stuff is not used for very late. Why would the end of all you did all the way? Maybe because it's not super critical.
this period of April, you'll notice that a lot of our sheets are very padded. Oh, yeah. I don't know why this is.
Hey, I'm starting out
with
something This would be a very good privy. That is just regularized the air. You know, major points of not appearing from the mind state to do, and very strong air, you know, breaking the network. I won't try the punch technique, though. I certainly will not apply the pressure technique. Oh, I'll be able to really punch on it. Apply it to the right. Come up and apply it to the right.
Probably why we didn't find a pointed tape, it was in the shape of a spirit, they were
similar to the Payton Funding Strength. There are a large number of chips of wood that are found in the MCP, the plasma wood. But these were the chips of something. They didn't find what they were making. So they were doing a lot of work with these tools on others. Once again, the impression that a lot of technical skill is that these people are very dull, uninventive, and certainly looking at them with the rates of change. They were fairly uninventive in terms of stone. But we don't know how inventive they were in terms of wood and bone. In fact, kind of see a split in special years on the earlier part of the ground is excellent, fairly well controlled and intelligent. Beautiful part of the point by the end of the digital that's the generation of that. Obviously, what worked was to have a strong first book. Now we can just know the book. That's been the main thing for that. Very quick using a good example is the early bronze science book was part of it. All of them. So, very much for that. A lot of problems are out. Actually, the tool I end up making a very sharp. That's much more effective than this. This is a natural. Yeah, if you look at the edge, in fact, if you look at the edge of that one, this is where the plate can't refine just the negative impression of what came out on the way. As best I can tell, of course, which was made by hand. We've got some good indications of that here. There's a big plate knocked up. Take it on. Now next week, around Monday, said talk about the technique, talk about the Jordan, because there's sites that have been known for a long time, and have been recently discovered, that at least a half a million years before they were the site that every time I get up to talk to them, I get a man who says 12,000 BC, but it came in. I don't know how the economic system works in this parameter. I suspect it's a very intensive workshop because of the water reception, probably the main source of migration. The one that has water around it itself is going to get that out. There's something else that's on it too, which gives the impression that it's much richer than probably the people who work in the economy. these were individual periods of occupation with large funding motion.
Thank you.
young boy from America. And he felt that obviously the kids are very well treated, and probably that most of the people who are right now, but he also did a study of two people, one left hand and one right, and they knock off the fact that they were supposed to be the same, but not only.